Steve, thanks so much. Sorry about the confusion over the business, Wendy. Everything's okay?
I guess so. Yeah? Steve Alexander, I saw him in the business office.
All eager. You know how Steve is, always eager to present the business.
And he always reminds me, Wendy, I'm here to do business.
I'm in for the big O.
Yeah, I think what today he said was, I am not here, because that's what
he's not here today. Okay.
Even though we see him, he says, I am not here.
All right, that's fine. All right. You know who is here? Pablo Francisco is here.
He's not here.
Are you not here?
Why, Robert Stack, if you know where he's at, why? What reason? Where would he go? Update. We found where he's at. Where is he at? Now he's here.
I just love just saying hello and the show
begins.
That's
all it takes. Pablo Francisco is not only here, but he's also at the Chicago Improv this week. If you've not seen Pablo Francisco, what are they in store for, Pablo, when they see you?
Get ready. It's Pocahontas, Hercules, and all their favorite Disney characters. No, it's I don't know what it is. It's like a ADDEFGHIJK. Kind of like,
isn't it fun when they tell you it's your favorite Disney characters? They never say, and a couple of the ones you're not so keen on.
Yeah,
and
a couple of ones. Yeah, they're kind of sucking, kind of boring. Like the big snake and then the big bear. All your Disney characters. Can't even do the Disney guy. Okay. He's doing now infomercials now. It's crazy. But what are you going to do? But I don't know. I got, what do you call this show? I guess call it making fun of people.
Kind of, sure.
In a good way, not a bully, but, you know.
Right.
If you put things out there, I want to make fun of it, you know. And
that's what we all should do, just make fun of stuff. Really, we have to laugh at it.
Yeah, I mean, people go out there and they put money into all these products and stuff. Like, Plevix helps your heart. But then the disclaimer, they need Busta Rhymes to tell you about it. If you're going to go down, you're going to kill yourself, you're going to go to your nation, you're going to go to Plevix. What? It's the only product that snitches itself out. I mean, you want to try this beer, Budweiser? He's going to get drunk. He's going to go watch out. DDY. He's going to bring this smack around. He's going to get Plavix. Bud Light.
That should always end with the word sold, because it sounds like an auction, doesn't it?
It's a reality show called Auctioneers. He's on coke all the time. That's right. He hits 7 different auctions a day. 45. He's getting married. And back to back with wallet finders, with celebrity wallet finders. I found a wallet. What are you going to do? Put them all together. Get Dog the Bounty Hunter. And you get Pawn Shop. And then you get Hoarders. And then Pawn Shop goes to Hoarders. And Hoarders trades that. Then you got Repo Man to take their stuff. And then you only got Dog the Bounty Hunter and the one guy detective, whatever, from Identity. All together on one island.
Celebrity Wallet Finders. I would love to see Celebrity Wallet Finders.
Do you have
finders.
A coffee drip going? Seriously.
I know. I get excited. But believe me, when I get in the car, I'll go right to sleep. I'll sound like the Predator, but... Where are you sleeping? What are you doing? You're sleeping here. Am I getting old? I'll be back on my back. Okay, come on. These are jokes, folks. Come on.
You pointed out years ago, and it's true, that Arnold Schwarzenegger, in every movie he's ever been in, has the same line, and that line is?
Get down. I'll be back.
Well,
I'll
be back. That.
And hasta la vista, baby. And here's that noise. Get ready. This summer, now who's taking his place? It's Mark Wahlberg. Hey, man. You know, hasta la vista, baby. Huh? You doing good? You doing good? Your hamburgers? Get out. You're in every movie. We're getting older here.
Yeah, we're getting older.
It's going to be the Dependables.
But what about... But what about the chopper?
You can't get to the chopper. I didn't know that. That's why I forgot. I did Alzheimer's here. It's okay. I remember. Goes back into the memory. I take my laser gun. Go to the apprentice. You're
sure.
Fired. You're hired. Just look at those boobs. You're hired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. Okay. You're the apprentice. That's right. I got a big show here. Okay. I want you guys. Your job was to come up with an idea. Okay. So let's go with Charlie Sheen. What is your idea for my show?
Well, this is the idea. We get a bunch of prostitutes, put them in an apartment, call it Hoarders.
No, you're fired. Okay, come on. Who's next? And Mark Wahlberg. Hey, man. Okay. Get out. Get it out. Okay, man. We pick my nose, make a Wahlberger. You're fired. All right, someone else.
Why is Wahlberg always out of breath? What is he doing?
I don't know, man.
Oh, it's out of breath.
It's the only way you can get dramatic. Because usually he's like, just like this. You know. He has those eyebrows. You doing good? Someone's out to kill his friend, and he's going to help him.
What are your dreams like?
My dreams?
Oh, my God.
I run in slow motion, and I laugh a lot in my dreams. his dreams. What are your dreams? That's right. I'm Casey Kasem. And what are your dreams? Dear Casey, quacky kooky kook.
Can we talk about your trip? You went overseas, and this is an interesting thing that you did, right? Tell everybody where you just got back from.
A lot of people went with Jordan, and
the country of Jordan.
The country. That kind of, yeah, Jordan, the crazy, you see on the news, is it evil? But is it not? The people come. Yeah, people going to use tours, all these comics, because the army tour. And this guy asked me to go, so I went, all right.
He saw your show here in the United States, yes. Somebody from Jordan, and said, that's the guy we want to represent the U.S., to come to Jordan and
right. I don't know if he said
us.
That. He just wanted to thought you were funny.
Yeah, exactly. I will come, yes. And he goes, you can bring a friend. So we went first class over there.
You and Steve, Chicago. Your friend Steve.
Steve Kramer.
We paid him on. Yeah,
yeah, and he went. We went first class. He was like, wow, this is great. But when we landed, boom, someone's playing a deadly game in a territory. No, but we got there.
Weren't you scared to go there in a
yes,
way?
Yes, I was, because my agents and all these other comics that go, I forgot, Ahmed goes, you can go, dude. They really want to see you there.
Yeah.
And you go there. Yeah, it's okay for them to go because they look ratatit. They look Middle East. But I go there. Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing? I'm, hey, I'm Harry Connick Jr.'s little brother. Or someone who knows. But I get there, and they're like, we had to go through. Look, believe me, the people who were taking good care of us were great. And he was a musician, and he looked like Tarzan.
Yeah.
Like he was a skinny Tarzan kind of guy. And he goes, I want to play a song for you. That's the first thing he did. So if we get off the plane, I have some talent. I want to show you what I do. Uh-huh. And he had it was a piano, like he was playing his piano, and it was like a soft song. And I was going, that's really...
That's a great song.
Yeah. And I was like... I go, hey, that's, here he is with
And is that on iTunes? If somebody's hearing that and liking that, can they get that on iTunes?
It could be, but could be an adult movie.
Are you making a balloon animal?
That's what it's with my hands, special techniques. No, that was really, no.
Pablo, iTunes just emailed us. Sales are going through the roof.
That's right. All the way to number one. It's Kong 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 Kong. And then, you'll see, Kong Kong Kong. That's what happened.
It's a beautiful song. Pablo Francisco is here. Balladeer Pablo Francisco. He's appearing at the Chicago Improv this weekend. Go to chicagoimprov.com. All the information's there. We'll be back after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Pablo Francisco's here.
That's comedian. All you need to say.
That's all you need to say. When Pablo Francisco shows up, you just say he's here and that's
Where
it.
Where is he?
Well, he'll be appearing at the Chicago Improv. Go to chicagoimprov.com. And then you have your own website, pablofrancisco.com. What's on there? What can people find there?
Dates and stuff. I haven't updated it too much. I go there. People want to, what are you doing? I want to talk to you all the time in Twitter. Yeah. Hey, man, I got problems, bro. And like Dr. Phil, I go, he's supposed to solve your problems. Don't go to that comic, man. Hey, what's going on? I'm in my 50s. I kind of don't know what's going on. It's like, geez, what you need to do is... weird people get so offended sometimes, You said stupid. No, I wasn't. I said the show that I was watching was stupid. Oh, I thought you meant me. It was stupid. And it's kind of like a...
So they want you to resolve conflicts for them, but you're not in the business of resolving conflicts.
Yeah, a little bit here and there, but I mean, I'm not like, hey, man, I smoke marijuana, now it's legal, and it's not legal. Okay, it's legal, but now it's medical legal. So now all your friends who smoke it now have medical problems. Dude, man, it hurts when I read. Okay. All right, man, I just want to take out trash, man, arm, play video games. You play video games, you smoke marijuana. I'm trying to stay off the game, man. I use the pot to get off the game, man. It's like, oh, geez. A real doctor says, here, take two of these and call me in the morning. A pot doctor says, smoke two of these and forget to call me. That's what happens. I don't get that.
It shouldn't hurt when you read, Pablo. That's a problem. That man has a problem, that fictional man.
And I put marijuana and all the street terms go to medical. It looks like you need some one-hit wonder, okay, or green crack. Smoke some green crack.
They do have some crazy names for this stuff.
Stupid.
Now, you yourself have never used any of these. You're throwing out names of things.
Know what I'm talking about, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm going green, okay? I'm going green this year, okay? I'm going to take everything that's not biodegradable and throw it out. Okay, that's what I'm gonna do. Okay, come on, man. Come on, man. I just all carrots and vitamins. Okay, right here's a carrot. Right over here on this way, that's celery stick. Okay,
are you in good hands?
Now, Caitlyn Jenner, that's another thing. You know what I'm saying? How can you wear a bikini when you got a weenie? Okay.
True. That truer words have never been spoken.
Zoink, Scoob!
But, I want that on my bumper sticker.
Right. You can't wear a bikini.
When you got a winnie.
That's
okay?
Right. That's what the kids say.
That's right. That's what all the kids say. You can't wear a bikini where you got a winnie. That's once, twice, three times a lady. That's right. And he puts on his makeup. Hey, it's kind of funny, but I don't know. Adam's Apple Jacks. He's got introduced by Adam's Apple Jacks. Yeah. And Quirios. How about Hershey's or she Hershey? And grape nuts. And great, he's nuts. But these are endorsements.
What happened?
Yes, Commander, what is your bidding?
There is a Bruce Jenner joke. I have one.
Yes, what is it, my bidding?
What do you call Bruce Jenner in a car accident?
What?
Gender bender.
Okay, but...
You should be writing Dixie Riddle Cups. You know that. You'd be a great Riddle Cup writer.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. No, but... I don't, yeah.
What was it? Can we ask about your childhood? I've never asked you this. What kind of a kid were you?
I was the one.
Shy kid, I'm guessing. Yeah. Reserved.
Yeah, between 7 o'clock in the morning all the way to 12, I'm like, you know, I want to go back to bed. And then at 1 o'clock, I'd come out, and so people would see me like in English class going, hey, man, he's different. Because I just come out. And
then right. Could school contain you? Like, was there enough for you to be interested in school, or was that a tough move?
You know, it was tough because, you know, here, read a story. Billy and, you know, SAT and math and all that kind of stuff was okay, but my brother had this book called, you know, Wealth Without the Risk with Charles Gibbons. Mm-hmm. And I go, hey, read it. And I go, hey, this is real. Yeah. I go, okay, this guy's saying you can go this far in the book. You know, you can get this kind of credit. You can buy a house. I was going, okay, this is better than, you know, Dean Koontz and lightning strikes and it's above it. Or The Grapes of Wrath. Get ready for a boring book. It's just boring crap. The Great Gatsby. You'll get nothing out of it. So that's what it was. I go, couldn't believe I could read
you
a book.
You just mentioned two of the best books of all time. Well, yeah. There was nothing in Grapes of Wrath or Great Gatsby.
Oh, no. Yo, Jack, don't be a Jode. Jode, broke, beans, and little kid. Boy, we're broke. Big depression. Let's hump. No, I don't get that. You know?
Miguel's over here. You poor kids.
You know, okay, what did I get out of it? A boring story.
But everybody says it's their favorite story. Bill, I know you're very literary.
I'm going to reread Grapes of Wrath because I don't remember Mr. Magoo being in there, but he may have something. Right. He might have been in some of the scenes. I don't remember.
But it was like Hemingway. Okay, he was crazy. I mean, we would drink and booze and write stories. And what? For me, the failure test. I hated it. So Cliff Notes. And,
how about the Cliff Notes?
Or Napoleon's Hill, Think and Grow Rich. That's a great book because you can go in there and it tells you, hey, imagine yourself. They've always used comedian references. Imagine yourself going in to the party before you get there, shaking hands and seeing what and preparing what you're going to do. Yeah, here I am. those kind of books were good.
What were the jobs between school and being a stand-up comic? What did you do in between? Anything?
I did. I was a waiter's assistant at the Hotel Park Tucson in Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah.
I was saving for a 280Z, but I kept on making this noise like that. Every time someone would turn around, I'd go, so the Bob Hall, the restaurant manager, goes, you will stop doing that. You hear me? And I go, what? He goes, that, Pablo? Stop doing that. So my friend, you know, you can't hire your friend.
Sure.
Well, I took a few months to get my friend in there. At the same time, I got my friend to work room service, right? Mm-hmm. So I go, don't tell him you know me. He goes, all right. He goes, I'm going to be leaving evenings, and I'm going to be starting mornings, all right? So Pablo, and I go, none of that, Pablo, don't do that one more time, right? And then the next day, my friend started, he was going, like that, because he does it too. And he goes, you're not going to believe this. There's a guy, he's doing the same noise as Pablo. I go, yeah, I don't even know who that is.
But you could see where in a fine restaurant setting, some people might be slightly put off by
you're right,
noise.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Okay. But it was pretty interesting. And then I left there, and then I went to Domino's Pizza where I can just talk to myself while I'm driving.
Perfect.
Perfect. There you go. And that's where the magic happened. And
a 280Z, you're wearing, wasn't that a Datsun? Aren't you wearing a Datsun jacket?
Yeah, that's the Datsun 280Z. I put my patch on myself.
Oh, look at that. Nice. He knows how to sew.
Very nice.
Yeah, and a lot of Latinos go, Hank, and you want to sell it? But I go, hey, yes. They're a classic.
Hey, senor, you want to sell a car? It's 280Z.
I go, hey, it's a rich man's or the poor man's, whatever, quackity cook. But
Latino comics a big influence? Because it would have been Freddie Prinze and Paul Rodriguez, probably.
Paul Rodriguez, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Would have been?
Freddie Prinze at 19, I was looking at his jokes. I go, man, those things are solid jokes, man. Yeah. Like, boom, boom. And then Paul Rodriguez was cool because he was actually one of the ones who
kind of changed it all, man. Because my dad was like going, "You do comedy, huh? You do, I don't believe this." And Paul Rodriguez sent a postcard. We're saying, "Are you ready to be on my TV show?" And he's going like this, and I was going, and it kind of changed my hope. My dad was like, "Whoa,
on TV now?"
Yeah.
Now.
So Paul is the best. I mean, he pulled up in his Porsche one time, and I was in this big van filled with comics, and he goes, "Pablo, you're funny." It drives off, and I went, "That dude, you know." And I wish I want to see him and give him some money. That's sure. what I want to do. Not a handshake.
He knows what he means to you, right? You've told him at some point.
I've seen him. I'm always cool with him, yeah. right? But every time I'm around him, I just get I'm fascinated by his off the cuff humor. Yeah. He's really funny, yeah. And he's like a ladies' man kind of, like, you know. He's like, "Hello, how are you? Oh, there's a woman who's pregnant. I will put out the cigarette," like that kind of thing. He's a cool guy, man.
Well, you're pretty cool yourself, Pablo, and you've done very well for yourself. Go see Pablo at the Improv in Schaumburg. All kinds of shows all weekend long. What you need to do is go to chicagoimprov.com. And then, as Pablo mentioned, he updates his own website once or twice a year. PabloFrancisco.com
has
all that information. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
A break, some news, more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.